Back now with Day to Day. From the beginning, hip-hop artists have always mixed different musical genres. Think Run DMC and Aerosmith in Walk This Way. In that spirit, hip-hop icon Guru broke away from the rap duo Gangstar and started collaborating with jazz icons like Ramsey Lewis, Roy Ayers, and Lonnie Liston Smith.
I was like, I want to take it to the next level and actually get the jazz cats who we sample, get those dudes to come into the studio and jam over some hip-hop beats and blend that.
Like Dizzy and Bird, want this party started, then give me the word. I got a heart that's stronger, I play a part that's longer. Your time is up, give it up, you hit the darkest corner.
Guru named it Jazzmatazz, and 15 years later, he's back with Jazzmatazz Volume 4. NPR's Christopher Johnson talked with Guru, and he has this report.
Anyone who knew Guru's story would have seen the first Jazzmatazz coming a mile away. Well, more like 215 miles away, just 4 hours northeast of New York City. That's where Guru grew up, in Roxbury, Massachusetts. And ever since the mid-70s, when rap was born in the Bronx, Guru's been loving him some hip-hop.
I followed everything that was going on in New York. I bought all the records, I had all the tapes, and every chance I got, we used to come to New York, whether it was in a stolen car or whatever, we got to New York.
Artists born outside of hip-hop's New York Mecca have been some of the culture's biggest innovators. From Kingston, Jamaica's Kool Herc to Slick Rick out of London, once the outsiders hit NYC, they often taste a freedom to flip the script in a way that helps rap grow. Guru moved to New York in 1985 and helped create Gangstar 2 years later. His raw, laid-back delivery drove hip-hoppers crazy.
And for my peeps, I truly care, because without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal.
In 93, it was revolution time again for Guru. He dreamed up Jazzmatazz and called Donald Byrd. Guru explained to the veteran trumpeter his new solo project idea.
He got it right away, so he helped a lot because he put the word out amongst the more open-minded jazz cats about me. There was a lot of jazz cats that were down on hip-hop, that were saying it wasn't real music, but Donald wasn't one of those.
A decade and a half later, Guru is running his own record label called 7 Grand. He's worked with jazz acts including Branford Marsalis, Herbie Hancock, and on the new disc, saxophonist David Sanborn.
My attack don't stop, now I'm back on your block, and I'ma eat your food until I'm back on top. And you ain't gonna say I do nothing. Go ahead and try it, I dare you to do something.
But Jazzmatazz isn't just about jazz. The song State of Clarity lines up piano man Bob James with Chicago rap star Common.
Like LaDainian, y'all, I be charging it. Touch it down with the people from my town. It's the shy that be giving me my ground. Dug in the crates of my soul and I found clarity.
Be yourself, man.
Be so clear. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, just be yourself, man.
And be so clear.
Guru
so
says Jazzmatazz is a bridge between younger hip-hop fans and the jazz and soul lovers from the old school. He's confident the formula works because Guru mixes grown folks' music with an edge he's had since his first rap group.
That legacy of Gangstar, street knowledge, intelligence, spirituality, those principles have been taken to new heights by 7 Grand. And the real Gangstar heads, they get it.
Maybe, because even when Volume 1 came out 15 years ago, it was clear that Guru had crossed over to the soft side. That Gangstar rawness was suddenly way overcooked. On this new disc, the jazz, rap, R&B fusion has blended everything into a bland cliche that sapped rap of the fury, which was also once its creative fire.
You're on it, I smash and crash you like I own it. You snooze, I refuse to lose, I let you clone it. Renew, you chew, no way to dethrone it. I'm king of this jazz style, I seize the moment.
But what do I know? Maybe Volume 4 is hot among old school rap fans and jazz heads. Now, how to find out? The streets. That's where rap is from, and I figured that's where I'd find the best critics. So I loaded the boombox with D-Cells, slapped in the new disc, and headed out into wide, wide Los Angeles. So here I am at the corner of King Boulevard and Crenshaw Boulevard, across the street from Louisiana Famous Fried Chicken and Eminem Soul Food. Los Angeles has all kinds of hoods, and this is certainly one of the more famous. So it seemed like a good place to come to and ask folks passing by what they think of the new Jazzmatazz Volume 4.
I am Stephen Michael Telemach. I represent Southern Cal, Los Angeles to the fullest.
Okay, and have you ever heard of the rapper Guru?
Guru, one of the major founders of hip-hop.
So, you know, now Guru went off and started a project of his own called Jazzmatazz. So I have an album here, his new album, and I want to play a track for you, and you just tell me what you think. Does that sound good for you?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Is it working for you? Is it hot? Is it not?
Well, on this, what I'm noticing, I don't hear the live instruments.
What's the verdict? Thumbs up, thumbs down? You feeling it? No?
Oh, man. And even in the lyrics, you know, I heard some truth. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
My name is James. I'm from L.A. The rapping is overbearing to me. I'm 54, 55 in June. So, more old school jazz, me.
My name is Helen Childs. I'm from Southern California. I like the background. The wording, you know, it's more my daughter than it is me.
What do you think of it? About? Oh no, go catch your bus. Helen liked the diss, but she had to run. So, for what they're worth, three mostly positive reviews from a Gangstar lover and a couple of older jazz fans.
Let's see if you can step and rep to this production. I never
and what about the 20 and under set? Guru assures me that one's a done deal. He and his partner, DJ Solar, both have kids.
They love it. They, in fact, they're the barometer, you know what I mean? Like, before, for them first, they're going to let us know. They ain't going to say it's hot just because it's hot.
Jazzmatazz Volume 4 comes out today. And if you do get a copy, take it out to a street corner. Press play and bump it for yourself, the youngins, and the elders. Just make sure you don't get so into it that you miss your bus. Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Tomorrow, now walk the straight and narrow. Them rhyme too shallow. Them live life borrow. Them sell them sound.